You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good afternoon. This is Tech Talk and I'm Frida Liu. Malaysians who have been waiting for high-speed broadband can finally get a taste of it, especially those in Klang Valley, where TM's unified service is fast being rolled out. StreamX users are used to anywhere between 1 to 4 megabits per second, but with Unify, consumers can get 5, 10 and even 20 megabits. And here to talk to us about the arrival of high-speed broadband is new media consultant Unyo. And so you recently got Unify installed in your home, right?
Yes, and I'm a very happy man.
Your need for speed has been met.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been waiting for this for a long time, actually.
And you've been pushing for broadband, your writing since, also, as you mentioned, for a long time. So why is that?
Yeah, well, you know, ever since I started my journalism career, my tech journalism career, actually, I've been pushing for broadband. And, you know, it's because I think that broadband is absolutely necessary in order for us to have an innovation economy, to have a knowledge economy, you know, with e-learning, e-commerce, and all these other things. You know, you really need broadband for that to happen.
All right. And StreamX was not good enough for you.
Yeah, it really isn't. I mean, of course, when StreamX first came along, it was a lot better than dial-up. But now, you know, with people consuming video online and music and all that, it's you really need a lot more than 1 megabits per second.
And you do a lot of that for work.
A lot of that for work, but also, you know, for play. I mean, you want to watch videos and you know, IPTV and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
You need broadband.
Okay, and how is Unify delivered?
Well, Unify is delivered through fiber optics, which is very good because it can deliver really fast speeds compared to StreamX, which is delivered over the phone line. The technology is called ADSL, and there are limitations to that. And if the copper wire, for example, into your home is a poor quality or old, then the speed's not going to be very good and not very stable. But fiber optics is really excellent.
Okay, so they're actually laying down the fiber optics around the country, I guess?
They are, which is why the rollout is a little bit slow. Unlike the telephone system, which you know is already in everybody's home, they actually have to lay fiber optics in you know, neighborhood by neighborhood. So
okay,
it takes a little while.
So how do you know whether Unify is available in your area? I got a postcard, but you know, but generally, how do you get to know where it is?
You could go to their website. You can go to which is www.unify.my. And you can check there. They have an updated list of neighborhoods that have it. But another way, an easier way, which is the way that I did it, is I just simply called.
Right. What a concept.
Can I mention the number?
Of course.
It's 1-300-88-1222.
Right. And how was the experience there?
It was good. I mean, maybe I was just lucky, but the operator who dealt with me was really knowledgeable. And really friendly and helpful, and it was a really good experience, very seamless, and you know, I got everything, the registration as well as the booking for the installation and everything done within a matter of minutes.
All right.
So it was actually a pleasant experience.
Okay. All right. So they probably knew you were calling. Now,
I don't know about that.
So there basically were three packages.
Yes, that's right. You know, there's a 5 megabits per second package, which is the smallest, and that goes for 149. Ringgit per month. Then there's the 10 megabits per second package, which is 199 per month, and the 20 megabits per second package, which goes for 249. So guess which speed I opted for.
I'll say the 249.
Yes, absolutely. nothing less.
Okay, I was just gonna ask you that, and I just knew it. So what's the phone and TV service all about?
Yeah, well, you know, it's actually a bundled package service. You know, you're not just paying for broadband internet access. Actually, you get IPTV, which is basically TV streamed over the internet, and an IP phone, which is basically internet telephony. They actually give you a line, your own phone number, and you can use it just like any other phone. So this is bundled together. You cannot, you know, break it up.
So now you can call any other TM landline for free.
Yes, it's a pretty good deal, actually, in that sense. You can call any landline, any TM landline, for free, unlimited.
Okay, and a mobile phone at?
Ten cent,
okay.
Pretty cheap.
Yeah. And for TV, how many channels?
I think right now there's about 22 free channels. There are a few on-demand options that you have, but, you know, I'm not too hot about the IPTV stuff. I mean, the channels are limited. The options are not that great. But, you know, it's bundled in. You can't really opt out of that.
All right. And what's the installation process like? I heard they actually had to drill a hole in your wall.
Yeah, a lot of people are, you know, very keen to know about that because it's not like StreamX where they just turn it on, right, because it's delivered through your phone line. In this case, they've actually got to go to your home, survey your home and understand where you want the wires to be pulled in, because these fiber optics are not yet in your home. They have got to be pulled in, you know. So in my case, I wanted it to be in my study room, which was at the back of my house. So they actually surveyed the place. They actually drew a sketch for me and said, this is how we're going to pull it in.
Right.
Can we drill here? You know, and if you say no, then they have to find somewhere else to drill. And, you know, they'll find the optimal place to drill. And I said, okay. And it takes a little while for them to drill a hole, pull the wire through, install everything. All in, it took about 3.5 hours.
Okay.
In my case. But
right.
On their website, they say that it can take up to 8 hours, depending on the complexity of your layout and stuff like that.
Oh, so it's better to under-promise and over-deliver.
Yeah. Well, okay. If you want to have it installed, you have to be prepared to be at home for basically the whole day.
Just
be prepared for that.
Okay, because they'll need your approval for certain things.
They need your approval, and of course, you want to be around when they're drilling and stuff like that. So
okay.
It does take quite a while. It's not just a matter of switching on the broadband.
All right, and we're talking about TM's Unified Broadband Service, and we'll continue a little bit more about the installation process in just a moment. I'm here with new media consultant Unyo in Tech Talk BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, this is Tech Talk. I'm here with new media consultant Unyo, and we're talking about TM's Unified Service, and of course that's a broadband that's just hit our shores. And earlier on we were talking about the installation process. So it can take, they said on the website, 8 hours, but in your case it took 3.5 hours. And I guess just be around when that process, when the installation is happening. Was it an installation charge?
No, actually, as part of its promotion package, you know, to promote uptake of this service, they're waiving the installation charge. But of course, there's a catch. I think you have to sign up for 24 months. But they give you quite an interesting package. There's the TV set-top box, right, which for your IPTV. There's a Panasonic phone that they give, wireless phone. Of course, the modem and wireless router. So all that, plus the installation and the drilling and everything, no charge.
Okay.
So it's a pretty good deal.
Do you think the price is fair for what you want?
For me, I think it's fair because, you know, I want 20 megabits per second. I think at 250 ringgit, I think it's fair. I don't think it's cheap. I don't think it's cheap, but I think it's fair for somebody who needs or wants that kind of speed. I mean, you have to pay for what you want, and it's not incredibly expensive, I feel, you know, for somebody who needs that kind of speed. And you know, a lot of people criticize it, but you know, you got to pay
please,
for.
Yeah, and you can't please everyone.
Yeah, and if you want good service and you want fast speeds, you have to pay for it. So I think it's a fair price.
I'm waiting for more people to install, and then we'll have economies to scale and wait for the price to go down. That's my strategy. Now, if you get a free phone with its own number, does it mean you can cancel your fixed line now?
You could, but. I wouldn't recommend it because this is an IP phone. So during, for example, times of blackouts or where there's no electricity, this IP phone won't work. But your fixed line will still work.
Right.
So you know, you might want to always still have a fixed line, you know, for backup.
Okay. So how do you know for sure you're getting what you're paying for? Do you really get 20 megabit per second?
Well, when they finished installing it, they did show me the speed test. You can go to www.speedtest.net and you can test, you know, what's the speed like to this server and that server and so on. And for Malaysian servers, KL, Penang and all that, it does reach 20 megabits per second or 18, somewhere thereabouts. A lot of people have pointed out, well, that's in Malaysia. What about if you're accessing a server in Los Angeles or, you know, London or some other place? Of course, you won't get, you know, 20 megabits per second or anything close to it. But my philosophy is simply, you know, can I watch YouTube? You know, it's as simple as that. Can I download files fast? If it meets my my needs, I don't bother to check every single day. Am I getting 18 megabits per second? Am I getting 19? Am I getting 20? You know, I'm not obsessed about that. If I can watch YouTube, I'm happy, you know.
Okay. All right. And there was some outrage about usage caps as well. What's the story of that?
Yeah, that's kind of... controversial. At first, when they launched Unify, they suggested that there was going to be usage caps, meaning, or what they call fair usage policy. they will set a limit, and if you breach that limit,
are you hogging the lines, basically?
Yeah, okay. If you hog the lines and you breach that limit, then your speeds will go down to as low as 10%. You know, so in my case, it could go down to as low as 2 megabits per second, if they were to impose the fair usage policy. But there was an outrage about it, and you know, people were tweeting about it and complaining about it on Facebook and blogs and everything. And there was a real consumer backlash right at the start. Right. So within days, they announced that they're not going to impose this limit for now. So the caps are not applied. I think I should briefly mention that the caps for 5 megabits per second package is 60 gigs per month. For 10 megabits per second is 90 gigs. And for 20 megabits per second, it's 100 and... I think it's 120 gigs, or is it 160? I'm not sure.
Right.
But even if it's, let's say, 120 gigs or 160, for power users who are paying, you know, 250 ringgit a month, they want unlimited access. I want unlimited. I don't want to be capped, you know. I mean, people might argue, hey, that's 100, even 100 gigs is a lot. Do you really need that much? I mean, it's not the issue of whether I really need it or not. If I'm paying 250 bucks, I want to have it. I want to have that ability
to get my
go
money
beyond
to
that.
You're
to
right.
Go beyond that, you know. People who are power users, who would be the kind of people who would pay 250 bucks a month for internet access, they don't want caps.
All right, so you don't think the fair usage policy is fair?
It's not very fair. Well, it might be fair. I mean, whether that's something that is debatable, whether it's fair or not, you know, but I don't want it. I mean, if I'm going to pay that kind of money, I don't want it, whether it's fair or not, you know.
And so how has a TM reacted to this?
TM has been, I feel that their reaction was very timely, because as I mentioned, within, I think, 1 or 2 days, they rescinded the policy and said that, okay, we're not going to impose fair usage caps. And I've asked, the customer service, I've also asked the installation guys, do you think that they're going to impose it at some point? And they said, not sure, they have the right to do so. I'm hoping they won't. And actually, I think they won't, because there'll always be a backlash.
Okay, so you think they will sooner or later? No.
If I had to guess, I would say no. Because it would be commercial suicide to do so.
Okay. I've been speaking to New Media Consultant on Unyo. We've been talking about TM's Unify service, and of course that's broadband that's hit Malaysia. This is Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.